Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will talk about some fall lawn care, enrolling in the 4-H program, and list all of the upcoming Extension events, like the next Teach and Taste class, November 12th. But first, for today's Did You Know, National Book Month is held every October. This annual month-long event honors the power of reading and writing and can be celebrated by all. Simply put, National Book Month is a wonderful opportunity to read a book or two, or in my case, of visiting my grandson for his first birthday celebration, I'm sure we will read many books multiple times. Whether you take a book to the coffee shop or turn off the TV early so you can read a book before bed, it's unlikely you're going to regret digging into a great new book. Find a good book to read this October. In my lawn and garden news, fall is here and many of us are ready to relax until the spring with the lawn care. But we don't realize that fall is the best time to help improve your lawn. Here are a few lawn care tips that will help you get your lawn into the best shape for the next spring season. On mowing, fall lawn care requires you to lower your blades about an inch from the height you did during the summer months. This will allow to get rid of any weed seeds and get more air into the soil. It is also a good idea to use a mulching option if you have that on your mower. By mulching the hoard of leaves on the ground, you can add a great fertilizer to your lawn. You will have the most benefit for fall lawn care if you aerate in the areas that have the highest traffic. Areas with a lot of foot traffic become compacted and air can't get to the grass roots, which causes trouble when the grass tries to grow. This is what leads to bare patches in the lawn. Basically, with aerating, you're punching little holes in the soil so that water and nutrients can spread all the way down to the roots. After aerating, some will need to reseed. New seeds will need good soil contact. Fall lawn care is also the best time for grass growth since there are less weed competition. After spreading the new seeds, you'll need to remember that the key to fall lawn care is to keep it moist. Watering allows the new seedling's root system to become established, and fertilizers will be able to sink into the ground better. In general, turf grasses should be fertilized when they are actively growing, so cool season grasses such as Kentucky bluegrass or tall fescue should be fertilized primarily in the fall, and September and November are the best times. Warm season grasses like Bermuda and buffalo grasses should be fertilized in late spring and or summer. A November application of fertilizer for our cool season lawn should be done about the same time as the final mowing of the season, which helps to build up food reserves. This enables the lawn to green up earlier in the spring. Doing fall care now enables homeowners to enjoy benefits of the beautiful yard all year long. In my 4-H news, the new 4-H year begins October 1 and concludes next September. Youth who turn 7 before January and are under 19 before January 1 are eligible to enroll. You can find out all the details at the Extension's website. If you enroll your 4-H'ers by November 15th, our county will waive the $15 enrollment fee. It doesn't matter where you live in the county or what you want to be when you grow up. McPherson County 4-H has opportunities for all. In my Extension calendar, our next Teach and Taste is set for Wednesday, November 12th, starting at 6:30, right here at the McPherson County Extension Office, 600 West Woodside in McPherson. Come learn how to make apple cider donut muffins. This class is always free and hands-on. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.